Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged," in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. And we saw yesterday that people misuse these words of Jesus many times today. Now, Jesus was talking about being overly critical. He was talking about being a hypocrite by judging other people over small things while we do much worse. Now, that is what Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5 means. Jesus does not mean that we have no right to call sin, sin. Now, that's what people are trying to get us not to do today, folks. That's the bottom line to this whole thing. So many times today, when people misquote Jesus' words, "Judge not," they're trying to get us not to call sin a sin. This actually shows that they're fine as long as you're talking about somebody else's sin, but they don't like it when you talk about their sin. And so it all gets down to this. People want to sin and feel good about it. But when you tell them that they're sinning, then they feel guilty. So they try to silence you by beating you over the head with these words, "Judge not that you be not judged," when all the while, that's not even what Jesus is talking about. Now let's see what the Bible says by comparing this idea and this misapplication of Jesus' words to a few other statements in the Bible. For instance, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So Jesus said to beware of false prophets. Well, how do you know when a man is a false prophet? Well, he tells us, "You shall know them by their fruits." You will know them by their lives. So Jesus said you can look at their teaching, and you can look at their lives, and you can know that they are false prophets. But here's the question. If Jesus' words, "Judge not," mean what a lot of people try to make them mean, then you would have no right to even look at their life. You would have no right to even question their teaching. You would have to back down and say, "Well, who am I to judge him? I have no right to question what he's saying or what he's doing." You see, that's not what Jesus means. When Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged," he shows us in this very chapter, just a few verses after he said not to judge, that there are some kinds of judging that you must do. You have to do them. And even if you look at a person and say, "Well, I'm not going to tell anybody that he's a false prophet. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I know it in my heart. I think it in my mind." Well, you've made a judgment right there, you see. Well, Jesus is not condemning that. Jesus is commanding you to do that. So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, we see a clear example of how that when people misuse those words, they're taking Jesus' words totally out of context. Let me give you another example. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, if you will turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, and begin reading in verse 9, you will see that the modern and common idea about Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, is totally out of line with the rest of the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, Paul said, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind," that is, sodomites or homosexuals, "nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now, what is Paul saying here, first of all? Paul said that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. So he's saying these people who commit these sins are not going to heaven, which means that the people who live this kind of life are going to hell. Now, did Paul make a judgment in saying that? Well, absolutely. Well, is it right for us to read this and to understand it and to teach it to other people? Well, sure. It's not only right, it's our obligation. Well, as Bible teachers and as preachers, are we to teach what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, are we to warn people that if they commit these sins, then they will not inherit the kingdom of God? Sure, it is the obligation of a teacher of the Bible and a preacher of the Bible to teach the whole counsel of God. Somebody said, yes, but you're also supposed to preach and teach to people about the mercy and the love of God. You're absolutely right. But you see, the day and age in which we live is one in which people want to talk about the love of God and the mercy of God, but they don't want to talk about the judgment of God. They want to talk about heaven, but they don't want to talk about hell. They want to talk about doing right, and they want to talk about love, but they don't want to mention sin. So if we're going to teach the Bible, and the whole Bible, then that means that we're going to have to cover passages like this. So when somebody comes back then and responds and says, well, you're just a judgmental person. You're not supposed to judge, and you don't have the attitude of Jesus Christ. Let's remember, folks, the New Testament is Jesus' New Testament. It is the testament that he dedicated with his own blood. And what we're reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is part of his New Testament. Let's look at another passage. In Galatians chapter 5, let's read Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 19. Here the Apostle Paul said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now we ask the same question here. Is Paul making a judgment about the people that do these things? Is Paul saying something about the eternal destiny of these people? Well, absolutely. What does he say? He says that the people who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, is it the obligation of a Christian? Is it the obligation especially of a Bible teacher or a preacher to teach those things? First of all, to believe them, to recognize them. But is it our obligation to teach those things and to preach those things? Sure. If somebody comes back and says, well, you're putting yourself in the place of God. You're trying to be in God's place. No, I'm simply telling you what the Bible says. As a Bible teacher and a Bible preacher, when we tell people what the Bible says, then we're giving people God's message and God's judgment. And so, yes, Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, that the people who do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So when people come back and say, well, but you're not supposed to judge me, and they're guilty of all these sins, can you see, folks, how far off the Bible people have gotten today? Here's what people want to do. They want to live in fornication, they want to live in adultery, and they don't want anybody to say anything about that. And there are some of those people who want to try to pretend to be religious. They want to go to a church building somewhere, they want to sit in a pew, and they don't want anybody to make them feel guilty. And if anybody says anything about the sin that they're living in, especially the preacher, if they know anything about the Bible, they'll misuse those words, oh, but he's just judgmental, he's harsh, he's not loving, and they may even say to the preacher's face, you're not supposed to judge because Jesus said thou shalt not judge. Here's what people want to do today. There are people today who want to be homosexuals. They want to live in homosexual relationships. And some of those people don't want anybody to say anything about what they're doing, even if they go to some kind of church building. Yes, there are people who are homosexuals who claim to be religious, and some even claim to be Christians, and so they want to attend some kind of church. They want to sit and listen to some kind of message, but they don't want their sin condemned. And if their sin is condemned, then they cry out, Thou shalt not judge. Jesus said not to judge, and you're judging me. What does Paul say in Galatians chapter 5? What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? He said, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, people can cry out and they can protest all they want and say, you're not supposed to judge me. But folks, this is what the Bible says. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. People want to lie to other people today, and they want to be allowed to come to a church building and have the preacher approve of their sin and not say anything about it. And if the preacher gets on their toes, then they say, thou shalt not judge. You're not supposed to judge me. People want to ignore the commandments of God, and they want to excuse themselves by telling us, you're not supposed to judge me. Now let's look at a few other verses of Scripture that really come into play here. First of all, I want to look at a passage of Scripture that talks about the duty of preachers. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Now, as you listen to these words, and some of you can quote these words, I want to ask you the question. Does it sound like that Paul is saying to preachers here that we're not supposed to ever say anything that would in any way judge or make people feel guilty? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now here's the question. How in the world can you reprove and rebuke people without judging, without saying anything that would make them feel guilty? It's impossible. So Paul said in verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now I want to look at another passage of Scripture found in Ephesians 5, verse 11, because this passage is for Christians in general. Here the Bible says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Tell them that they're wrong. Get on to them and tell them that they are sinning. So when people say today, you're not supposed to judge me, they actually want to sin without feeling guilty. But God wants them to feel guilty, and they should feel guilty. Folks, let us never be guilty of misusing Jesus' words. And as Christians, don't be silenced by people who do misquote what Jesus said. Make a Bible stand against sin wherever it occurs. And tomorrow, we're going to ask this question. Is church discipline judging people? And we hope that you'll be tuning in at that time, Lord willing, as we study the Bible together again. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.